This is Sheila Hummel and Andrew Ridgwick with New Day Dawning. Welcome to the programme and thank you for joining us on Prince Bishop's Hospital Radio.
I'm getting ready for a new day dawning. I'm getting ready for a brand new morning. Packing my bags for a heavenly journey. I can't wait to be there. No, I can't wait to be there.
I wonder if any of you remember a group called Prelude. If you're my age, you will do. They had a big hit with After the Gold Rush, but they also sing a song that should have been a hit too, called Platinum Blonde. It's all about a dad who discovers his daughter has lied to him. She doesn't have a decent job in the city after all, but has been dancing in a burlesque show. He is so furious, he acts on impulse, taking the law into his own hands without even consulting his wife. He journeys out to find this daughter and shoots her as soon as she comes off stage. After all, it's a matter of family honour. It's only when he returns home that his wife hands him a letter she's just received from their daughter, where she is asking their forgiveness for the life she's been leading and is hoping to return home and beg for their forgiveness. We're all aware, aren't we, that in some places in our world today, there are those who show no mercy to their fellow man, and reconciliation is not an option. Would you like to hear Platinum Blonde? Here's Prelude.
Well, she wanted to go on the stage. No one could stop her. She felt like she was in a cage. Her mind was made up. Her heart was set on it, but she wouldn't listen. So her father worked every night. Her mother was crying when the train pulled out of sight. When the letter arrived, they could hardly wait, cause it read, ran down her cheeks. When it finally came, they fell somehow to blame, cause it read,
Mother and father, I'm doing alright. I'm going away for a while, so it's alright. It's not for the money, you know. It's a respectable show called Platinum Blonde.
Can't you read between the lines? Can't you read between the lines? Train, told his wife he was off to see his brother in Maine. When he got into town, he looked for the show called the Platinum Blonde. Through the red lights and smoke on the stage, he watched his daughter perform, and in shame and rage, he turned his head away. He could almost hear her say, stage door. When his daughter came out, the first thing she saw was the gun in his hand, a flash of light, and then nothing more. His wife called him up on the phone. She sounded so happy, he felt so alone. What's that you say? We got a letter today, and it read,
impulsive behaviour and hasty revenge such as we heard in that song, serve no purpose at all and can result in unimaginable distress. There's a saying from scripture, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But Mahatma Gandhi was said to have added, that way the whole world will be blind and toothless. But it's also a statement quoted by a politician called George Perry Graham in 1914 in his argument against the death penalty. Words very similar anyway. But the biographer who wrote the book, The Life of Mahatma Gandhi, explained Gandhi's philosophy of peace. That if words fail to convince an adversary, then perhaps purity, humility, and honesty will, and that their opponent must be weaned from error by patience and sympathy, weaned, not crushed, converted, not annihilated. This is more or less what Jesus was trying to teach his followers in today's gospel, which is all about reconciliation, and it has this to say. I'm reading now from Matthew 18, verse 15. If your brother or sister sins against you, go and point out their fault, just between the two of you. If they listen to you, you have won them over. But if they will not listen, take one or two others along, so that every matter may be established by the testimony of two or three witnesses. Let's listen to a Hebrew song here. It's got some English in it too. And it's by Dan Singer and Jody Suffren. And it's called Let There Be Love. I think it's delightful.
Let there be love and understanding among us. Let peace and friendship be our shelter from life's storms. Let there be love and understanding among us. Let peace and friendship be our shelter from life's storms. Hashkiveinu Adonai Eloheinu. Hashkiveinu Lesha.
Causes us hurt or offends us, our natural reaction is to lash back with similar words to hurt or humiliate in exactly the same way that we've been hurt. Either that or walk off and distance ourselves. Little time is ever given to real communication with each other, and really listening to what the other has to say. We so often attack one another rather than the actual problem. Even world leaders can come across as gunslingers, squaring up to each other at high noon. And tensions escalate out of all proportion because they don't talk to each other properly. So what hope is there for us? What can be done to diffuse a tricky situation? Why is reconciliation so very difficult for some people to achieve? I wrote this next song many years ago. It's called The Dividing Line. It's all about the walls we build to divide ourselves from one another. It illustrates that we're called to reconciliation rather than confrontation. It's often the case, you know, that in an argument or a dispute, there are often faults on both sides. When we point one finger at someone else, there's often three pointing in our direction. There are so many pressures in today's world, particularly on those in relationships and marriages. Couples can say hurtful things they don't mean in the heat of an argument, things they never intended to say but had bottled up. They accuse rather than express how they feel. They point the finger rather than just seek understanding on it. Then because neither wants to make the situation even worse, they stop talking and a great big gap opens up. If only we could just take time to listen to one another with understanding without interruption, then reconciliation might be possible. Here's a song I wrote called The Quarrel, which I'm singing with the late singer-songwriter Pete Scott from my album Giving It All to You.
Imagine life.
also those who, rather than talk a problem through, choose not to explain why they are hurt, and the offender is left in the dark, feeling isolated, wondering what it is they've done wrong. The recommendation in our Bible passage, therefore, is to speak one-to-one, face-to-face. Written words, emails, letters don't reveal one's true emotions or expressions. One of the tragedies in life is not that relationships become broken, but that they never get mended. Love along with understanding, on the other hand, builds bridges. So sing the Judds in this next song, Love Can Build a Bridge.
I'd gladly walk across the desert with no shoes upon my feet to share with you the last bite of bread I had to eat. I would swim out to save you in your sea of broken dreams. When all your hopes are sinking, let me show you what love means. Love can build a bridge between your heart and mine. Love can build a bridge. Don't you think it's time? Don't you think it's time? I would whisper love so loudly every heart could understand. But love and only love can join the tribes of man. I would give my heart's desire so that you might see. The first step is to realize that it all begins with you and me. Love can build a bridge between your heart and mine. Love can build a bridge. Don't you think it's time? Don't you think it's time?
A Bible reading offers one or two further solutions. Verse 16 says, but if they will not listen, take one or two others along so that every matter may be established by the testimony of two or three witnesses. If they still refuse to listen, tell it to the church. And if they refuse to listen even to the church, treat them as you would a pagan or a tax collector. This section of Matthew's Gospel was more to do with a loving community helping those with problems to come to some resolution through prayer, fellowship and friendship. But in the past, in the dark ages of the church's history, there were those who took words of advice like this quite literally and acted shamefully. And those classed as sinners were hauled before those acting as judges on all kinds of frightful charges. Of course, it all depends upon what the actual problem is, how serious it is. So for far more serious misdemeanors, it's right and proper that wiser heads of authority should deal with the problem. But it also stands to reason that if someone has been responsible for some pain or deep hurt in our past, and every attempt has been made to make peace without success, there's no reason to give unreasonable, unkind, or stubborn people our future time to. It's time to get on with life and start living it to the full. Here's a song written by Margaret Scott, and United Folk are singing it, called Let Me Feel Your Rain, Lord.
Let me feel your rain, Lord. Let me feel your rain tumbling down. Let me feel your gentle rain come falling all around. Let me feel your rain, Lord. Let me feel your rain tumbling down. Let me feel your gentle rain come falling all around. I want to be close.
I want to be one with you. I know in my heart it's the only way. Let me feel your rain, Lord. Let me feel your rain tumbling down. Let me feel your gentle rain come falling all around. And when I am near to you, I know that there's nothing I need say. I don't need to ask you, Lord. You know everything in my heart today. Let me feel your rain, Lord. Let me feel your rain tumbling down. Let me feel your gentle rain come falling all around. Let me feel your rain, Lord. Let me feel your rain tumbling down. Let me feel your gentle rain come falling all around.
Carol Dixon, who's one of our listeners to this program, sometimes contributes to it. And she and I also write for Godspace Light, a spirituality resource. And it was here on this resource that I read one of her articles based on the Lord's Prayer. And a translation of it came in Aramaic form. Now, Aramaic is the dialect that Jesus spoke. This is how it reads, and I want you to listen out for the part about forgiveness. Our cosmic Father, from whom the breath of life comes, who fills all realms of light and sound and residence, your heavenly domain approaches. May your light be experienced in utmost holiness. Let your will come true in the universe, in all that vibrates, as on earth, in all that is material and dense. Give us wisdom for our daily need. Detach the fetters of fault that bind us as we let go the guilt of others. Let us not be lost in superficial things, but let us be freed from what keeps us from our true purpose. From you comes all the working will, the lively strength to act. And this song beautifies and renews itself from age to age, sealed in trust, faith, and truth. Amen. I love that translation of "Forgive us our trespasses," which says, "Detach the fetters of fault that bind us as we let go the guilt of others." Here to end our programme today is another version of the Lord's Prayer, composed by Stuart Townend and sung here by Ruth Notman. But first, may I give you a blessing. Let us pray. May the living God breathe upon you and bring life, beauty and harmony to your soul, especially if you're feeling troubled or ill at this time. May God bring you healing and wholeness, and may he bless all those you love and hold dear, all those who hold you in their heart of hearts. In Jesus' most precious name, amen. And sadly, that's all we have time for. This is goodbye from me, Sheila Hummel, and my technician, Andrew Ridgwick.
Bye, everyone.
Bye for now.
Our Father God in heaven above, your holy name be honored. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, forgive us our transgressions, as freely we those who sin against us. keep us from temptations.